Yeah, I think that's a great choice. You know, all confidence in Coach O and Coach Aranda because they put me in the right place to make plays, you know, and I like to rely on my versatility. So I think that's a great choice.
And then he mentioned the fake field goal against Georgia last year as one of the standout plays he's probably ever seen. Can you take me through your thought process during that play?
The fake field goal in Georgia. So it was I kind of knew it was a fake from the beginning. I saw the tight end release vertical. I didn't know if he was going on a pass or a block or what. But then I saw the holder, you know, flip the ball. They tried to take one of our old plays. I know I seen it 100 times. So, you know, I just tried to get wide, tried to get my width. And, you know, he came right to me. I'm kind of mad. He kind of hit me with a little stiff arm action. But, you know, I just reached back and get the ball. But it all worked out.
Over to your left.
Grant, it seems like the team to beat in the SEC West for the Tigers is the Alabama Crimson Tide. And this year the Crimson Tide are toting an elite wide receiver core. Mm-hmm. Being in the LSU secondary, what does that mean for you guys?
You know, we love going against good receivers because you know, that just shows the best on the best. I think we have the best DBs in the nation. I think a lot of other people vouch for that. So just going against those guys, they're great. They're great athletes. But we also have great receivers too. You know, we go against them every day in practice. That's not a thing a lot of people are talking about. But, you know, that'll definitely get us prepared for them.
To your right, second row. Mm-hmm.
We asked Coach and some of the other players this about how last season, the regular season ended with that 7 overtime game with Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Because of that, and looking at this year, do you think that kind of stems a rivalry now?
I don't know about a rivalry, but I think they're coming in as a bigger competitor. You know, Coach Jimbo is doing a good job over there. He's turning that program around. You know, I have some friends on that team, you know, Kellen and Jamon and Courtney and those guys. So, you know, they're doing a good job over there. We got them at home this year, so, you know, we'll be ready for that game.
To your left, second row.
It's Leroy Chase, WAFB. Coach O talked about the depth you guys have on defense and the secondary and everything. So how do you guys kind of sort of replace the leadership that guys like Greedy Williams and Devin White had last year?
Yeah, we just got to reload. Devin was the most vocal person I've ever been around and the best linebacker I've ever played with. And that's saying a lot because I know I played with Dylan Moses in high school. But I think Devin is just an all-around great linebacker, great leader. So just learn from him, just being a more vocal leader, and also letting my play do the talking. So just learn from them.
To your right.
Michael Brandon from Saturday Down South. So all offseason, we keep hearing about this LSU offense, but I guess you'd be the best judge. Is it tougher to stop in practice?
It's very tough. Joe said we're going to score a lot of points. I got all my trust in Joe. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a show. I think that our offense is going to put it all together in camp. They try to keep things a little generic in spring, but in camp I think they're going to open it up a lot more, so we're going to see during camp what they have.
To your left again.
All right, so you know, last year you were number 9, you and Joe kind of shared that number.
Yeah.
But now this year you're wearing number 7. We all know the history between that number and LSU. So how does it feel for you to get chosen to wear that number?
Man, Joe was wearing 9 so good, I just had to switch numbers. Nah, I'm just playing. But it's definitely a blessing, man. Definitely a blessing for the coaching staff to, you know, choose me and Coach O to uphold that tradition of being number 7. Just the guys that's wanted before me, it definitely speaks for itself. So I don't have to really talk a lot about that, but just let my play do the talking. And, you know, I got to uphold that tradition, and I'm excited for it.
To your left again.
Grant, Coach O says that Alabama is the game. That's the benchmark for the season. In your opinion, what game is the benchmark, or what game do you look forward to the most in this 2019 season?
Week 1. No, season, we can't take any team for granted. You know, we dropped a game 2 years ago with Troy. That just taught us our lesson, little overlooking teams. So, you know, we definitely can't do that. But we worry about Georgia Southern, and then we got Texas after that. Then we got the next team after that. So we're not too worried about that team right now.
To your right.
Your versatility is one of your best assets. Were there a bunch of different players when you were growing up that you watched to try to take things from?
Yeah, you know, in high school, I'm watching, you know, Tyrann Mathieu highlights in his crazy sophomore year, you know, strip sack, scoop it up, touchdown. I'm thinking like, damn, I can't wait to get LSU and do that. So, yeah, definitely guys like Tyron and, you know, playmakers like recently like Jamal, you know, guys like Pat P and his coverage, just guys like that. I just try to mold my game after. You know, you can't be exactly like those guys, but just try to watch their film and try to see, you know, what they did, just try to learn from them.
In the middle, four rows back.
I'm going to switch gears here. I see on social media you like to keep up with the NBA a little bit. With the with all the offseason in the NBA, I'm going to ask you right now, who's the best team in the league right now?
Man. I don't know. Who do you got?
I mean, I'm a Spurs fan, so I'm going to stick
with the Spurs.
I think Clippers are the best team in the West.
You think Clippers are the best team in the West? I like the Rockets. I like the Rockets. I like Russell and James. They're going to put a lot of points. I also like, you know, like the Lakers. And they got Boogie Cousins at the center to really top it all. So they need a guard, though. What they got? Who they got?
On the Rockets?
Who do they have a guard on the Lakers?
Rondo.
LeBron's that's a leader.
What do you think about LeBron playing point guard, though? They said they're switching to point guard.
Hey, he could play any position on the court. Hey, if I was LeBron, I'd play point guard, touch the ball, bring the ball down the court.
Do we have any other questions? Okay, Grant, thank you very much for your time. Got one more? Okay, great.
First off, shout out to you for that Rockets comment.
Yeah.
Huge Rockets fan over here.
All right.
What would you say is the next gear for this secondary, and like where would you put yourselves in the nation?
I'll put us as best in the nation. That's got to be our mindset. You know, we can't have the mindset that any receiver is better than us, any receiving corps is better than us, or we're going to go out there and get beat. So that's just how it is playing the SEC. And that's just the tradition of LSU DBs, man. You know, we've had the best. We have the best traditionally. You know, we got to uphold that at all means.
Down here to your left.
Go ahead. So you spoke on what Joe was saying about the offense.
Yeah.
So how good do you think the offense will be this year? And do you think it'll be one of the best offenses that you have seen at LSU, mm-hmm. either since you've been here or just been watching LSU?
I have all confidence in Joe. The main part is just we have a starting quarterback coming back. And I have all confidence in Joe and our offense, our receivers, that they're going to do great. You know, we added Coach Joe Brady from the Saints. I think he's going to add to Coach Ensminger's scheme a lot. And I think our offense is going to be put up some numbers this year.
To your right front row.
I'm sure you've known Caleb on for a while.
Yeah.
What is it like to have him back, and how hard has he worked to get back to what he was before?
Yeah, he's a freak, man. Caleb Vaughn is he's one of a kind. You know, he's a straight pass rusher. He can also drop back in coverage, but in pass rush, he's crazy. So just having him back, you know, that's huge. You know, as a DB, we love pass rushers. Because when they get to the quarterback, and quarterback panics, that's picks for us. So that's definitely a huge key in our defense.
Over here to your left.
Grant, Coach spent a lot of time talking about Joe Burrow's toughness today as a defensive player, a guy who hits people.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that? I mean, and certainly the Fiesta Bowl when he got laid out like he did and came back. And
yeah, I thought they knocked him out. But, you know, that's Joe, man. He, like I said, I haven't met a lot of people from Ohio, but that's how they make him in Ohio. Then, hey, Ohio people ain't that bad. But, yeah, Joe's a competitor. I saw UCF hit. You know, he hopped back up, you know, came back in next year just straight abusing them, throwing touchdowns after touchdowns. So, you know, that's Joe. You know, he's tough.
Back here in the front.
Just what you saw of Greedy's season last year and how he approached it, kind of knowing what was at the tail end, does that help you maybe prepare yourself for what's ahead in your future?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think Greedy's happy where he's at right now, but I think he could have been even happier if he performed a little bit better. But that's on Greedy, man. You know, he's with the Browns now, and I know he's very happy where he ended up. But just going out and just trying to do whatever I can do to just top my sophomore year or just gain and maintain. That's all I can do. And as a team, you know, I want to go out and win. I think that's what everybody wants to do. And, I'm doing all I can. I'm not leaving until I give all I got.
We're here to your left.
Hey, Grant. I know Rashard is someone who's has a pretty outspoken voice on the team, mm-hmm. and especially talking about someone who had a chance to maybe bet on themselves a little bit and go to the next level a year early. What does it mean having someone like that physically mm-hmm. and, you know, personality-wise coming back to this defense?
That's big time. You know, Rashard is he's a voice in our defense, like you said. And he's a body in our defense as well. He's big, you know, he plug up that middle. So that's what we need, man. We need mature guys coming back. That's nothing in this defense. It's just maturity we got, you know, whether that be third year or fourth year guys, just returning for the senior years, you know. We got them. We got them here, and we just got to put it all together now.
Let's go right here again.
So you talked about you guys getting back your top pass rusher from injury last year. Mm-hmm. So is there any other guys who can get out to the quarterback that we just don't know about yet?
No, we got me. Nah, I'm playing. But, you know, we got guys like Caleb Vaughn. We got Mike Divinity. He moved to middle linebacker. But we got young guys like Marcel Brooks. He played linebacker in high school. You know, he loves rushing the quarterback. So we try to get him in those positions. We got guys like Jacoby. He had, like, 1 or 2 sacks last year. I think we got way more this year. Who else, man? We got Jarrell Cherry at the end. We got Travez Moore. We got a lot of bodies, man. We just got to figure out how to put them in the right position to make plays.
To your right, second row.
And Grant, since the one team you're allowed to talk about is Georgia Southern, how, I guess, if you're excited at all to go against that offense and how unique it is,
have you done
it before, or in the safety role against that is so important. Are you excited to play with that? Have you prepared for it yet? So what are your thoughts on getting ready to play that offense in the opener?
I don't know if I'm excited for it. You know, as a DB, it's kind of hard. You don't get a lot of – I don't want to say you got a lot of action, but it's more of an upfront, you know, front seven type of thing. But I'm excited for the game. First game of the season, we got to start it off right with a win. So that's just what we got to do.
Here in the front row.
You mentioned earlier upstairs about that burning in your stomach from the losses you had. Is that really echoed in Dave? Because the defense hasn't been what I think he thinks it probably should have been in the last couple of years.
I know if it's burning in my chest, like, I know it's eating Coach Aranda up, because you know, he takes his defense as a pride. Like, it's a pride thing. He always wants to finish top 10, you know, top 5 defense in the country. So, you know, when we drop games like that, that's just saying a lot. Like, we got to learn a simple thing. We can't make mistakes, because, you know, we have all the talent in the world. So you know, we just got to make the simple plays, and when we do that, we the best in the nation.
To your left.
All right.
Last year, y'all had arguably one of the hardest schedules. And this year, it's going to be a little bit easier. Y'all have 2 bye weeks. Does that help y'all breathe easier, or would you rather have that tougher schedule?
I love 2 bye weeks. You know, that gives us time to rest. We got like 4 games bye week, 4 games bye week, and then the last 4 games or whatever. But, you know, that definitely helps us out a lot. I love the competition on the schedule, but at the same time, that's doing a lot every week. You know, trying to go out there and give your all, and then come back next week and play another top 5, top 10 team. But you know, I love it as a competitor, but it's kind of tough on your body. So this year, I think, you know, our schedule sets up nice, and so we should be ready.